What's the special? Tell me the special. All right, that's just as helpful. All right, how much is veal?
Just keep shopping.
What are you looking at?
Just keep shopping.
You don't need those fucking Ritz crackers, you fat piece of shit. Put them down.
Today at the vending aisle, you can get lots of meat.
Can I tell you a story? One time...
Except for you, fat ass, put the pepperoni down. I see you. Get a yogurt. No, not the candied yogurt.
I do like the idea of someone taking the intercom mic and just berating shoppers.
I've been fat for so long. It's not just 10 pounds.
Get out of the pizza section.
Yes, the whole pizza section. You'd think that we wouldn't have it, but we do. I am Lord Pizza. I am taking over the pizza section.
Why are there so many frozen pizzas?
A lot of them are awful. A lot of them are cheap and awful.
Don't. But the point is why are there so many? It does seem like now there is a pizza fucking section. That shouldn't be the way it is.
Well, it's competition. There's a high demand for it. There's different styles.
Have you gotten your flu shot? Well, it's not about that. Get the flu shot. I'm just going to keep interrupting you like it's a story. Keep talking.
The pizza section is an important place in my heart.
Can you hear me breathing?
I had a debate on my Instagram. I had to choose between a margarita pie and a pepperoni rising crust. And people voted for...
I want to warn everyone, if you're near the moon and it hits your eye, like a pizza pie, that will cause an infection.
I would never put my eyeball on the moon. And I agree completely.
Sorry, there are some whales here.
They look at the moon. That's a depressed whale. With a flair for audacity.
I know how to use audacity. Okay, it's my episode.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
wait, what's smaller than an overcoat? Petticoat. So it's the petticoat episode.
This is Hack Thought Podcast. Petticoat episode. Mike edition. Theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Occasionally, and by occasionally, I mean like every 15 seconds. Hello, welcome to Hack Thought Podcast.
Whoa, oh my God, it's welcoming. Oh, thank you for welcoming me back. I've been away for so long.
The thing is I do it every week. You do it to see if you fucking remember what the fuck is on the show. Okay, yeah, no welcoming back. Hello, how are you? How are you
I'm
doing?
Good. How are you? Thank you so much for asking me. I'm so glad you asked
me. How are your legs? How are your knees? How have they been? How's your knee injury? How did I know? I'm a sky kick. Hack Thought Podcast, things you don't think, hack thoughts are thoughts you don't think to think about. Things like, should I yell at people if they claim they're a psychic? Yes. Sorry, I'm just going to do that one right now. We've been over that on the show. Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. You know what's amazing to me about psychics? We haven't talked about psychics in a while, obviously, because if you don't know, I have psychic powers, which are anti-psychic powers, so people cannot be psychic since I'm the most powerful anti-psychic in the world, so there's no more psychics. But we haven't talked about them in a while. You can just say anything. Like, I've wanted to for a while open up a psychic store and be like, just fucking say, like, you don't need to, like, it doesn't matter, like, if you're trying to get repeat customers, it doesn't matter. I just want to go in there and just fucking say anything. Just like, yeah, you're gonna, like, you can, there's not, like, you're gonna die. I mean, you can go that morbid, or you just go in there and be like, you're gonna get a sandwich. Like, you can do anything. Like, there is no accountability at all. Like, I don't know why that's a surprise, but, like, I just really want to start one and just say whatever the fuck I want, because it's just fucking, oh, it annoys me so much.
You're right. The government should come up with like some sort of standard for accrediting.
I genuinely, we haven't talked about this on the show. I don't think that psychic store should be allowed. I mean, I don't think they should be legal.
Okay, the word psychic store is kind of confusing. You mean like that booth where they have set up where you go in and you get a consultation?
No, Deepu, that only happens in Doug the cartoon.
No, because
that's
it
a
all
cartoon
time
thing.
In Manhattan,
there are like storefronts, Deepu.
Yeah.
In places, there are store. If you leave Staten Island, there's storefronts. People have entire stores dedicated to being a fucking psychic, and there are those. But like, how much do those booths cost, do you think?
The boots? Oh, I bet the psychic boots are very expensive, I bet. I don't know.
Anyway, it's Manhattan real estate.
Oh, the booths. I think it's the boot. I was like, what boot? Like, they're wearing boots now? Okay, the booth.
This is a hack thought that we haven't examined with you.
Yeah.
If you don't know what someone is saying, ask!
I don't want to appear dumb, though. So anyway, the booths. Yeah, the real
estate. That? No! You appear. We've done this one, actually. We've done this. You appear dumb.
Mm. Well, I'm on the same page now. I know what booth you're talking about. That real estate is very expensive, and that just goes to show how gullible. Oh, what aisle is the psychic consultation in?
Fruits, vegetables, and otherworldly.
Oh, excellent. All right, so yeah, the real estate there is expensive. They do have people coming in, or maybe it's a mafia front. Maybe it's a mafia front. You ever think
of everything? Not everything can be a fucking mafia front.
It's a big town.
How much storefronts do you think the mafia needs?
I mean, maybe 2 per every square mile?
What? How much business do you think the mafia is doing?
It's laundering money. It's just, you gotta launder.
Yeah, I know. So you think they just keep, why would they have Manhattan real estate?
Here's what we do.
Shit, you go, that's why like the mafia does okay in like areas like New Jersey where you can fucking rent shitholes on the side of the street.
Mm.
Why would you have a Manhattan? Like, the psychic stores are always on like a 42nd Street.
You know, if I knew their finances.
We made $4 million from this psychic. Yeah, this psychic brings in cocaine money.
Well, yeah, you're right. The finances don't add up. There's definitely something fishy going on.
Well, you know, the mafia is a good transition for my topic for today.
Mm, okay.
Because we're done here. We may start our gag. By the way, if in this people, I ask Deepu to help me out of a river, it's an improv bit. You can do it at home. Just ask people to help you out of a river, and they have to pretend you're in a river. Topic for today. And you can veto it, because I think this sort of gets close to the lines of some of our rules on the show. You ready?
Yep.
2-week jail sentences for any nonviolent crimes.
I think they're necessary. I think you got to do it.
2 weeks. No.
2 weeks.
What I'm proposing is no more. If you haven't done anything violent, you only spend 2 weeks in jail.
Oh, you only spend 2 weeks. I thought you were trying to get rid of the 2-week sentence, if there is one. Okay.
No, which is actually showing the mental bar that we're starting with here, people. No, my thing doesn't exist, as it's something I've made up for insane argumentative purposes. I'm amazed again that you decided to try and look smart by having an opinion right away. Oh, I'm in favor of them. Oh, I know all about those 2-week jail sentences.
Well, some people are super for the death penalty.
Oh, I know. Oh, I voted for Todd McFuckinby, who was going to increase 2-week jail sentences.
I think 2 weeks is the right amount of time.
There's no discussing this with you. The thing is that it was a somewhat a shady topic, because I think it verges on you know, political stuff. But I also think that there's no one's going to listen to us now. Because you're like, those aren't real. That's not a... Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Do you want to start over?
How much is the average person expected to know about the jail system?
You were not expected to know shit, asshole. I said it. You didn't have to form an opinion right away. You could have said, here's a Hold on. Sorry.
Now I get what you're saying.
Michael's gift store.
Michael's the art store. I'm going to drop a name here. They use walkie-talkies. And other stores which I find necessary, because Michael's is a really big store. And so someone will be like, you can ask anyone at Michael's a question. And then they'll be like, oh, I don't know, hold on. And they don't have to, like, walk all the way around the store and be like, Linda, flip up one sauce. They just go,
Linda, where is the popsicles?
And they go, hold on, let me check.
And then you talk to them about popsicles. And then they go, it's in aisle 7.
But they have walkie-talkies. And then there's another store that has walkie-talkies called California Pizza Kitchen, which I think is the fucking most ridiculous thing in the world. Have you ever been to these places that have, like, California Pizza Kitchen, and then some restaurants will have walkie-talkies, like earpieces? Like it's fucking... Have you seen that?
I have seen that in ridiculously small restaurants, so it's only funny.
How big is a California Pizza Kitchen? Even the name, is, unless it's the size of California, it's still not really necessary. Like, what are they going to do? Send me a text, make a pizza. Like, I don't – what is that? They're always like, the Eagles landed. We're going to fucking pizza coming in. Like,
some people get off on this stuff.
Of course. Everyone likes walkie-talkies, but don't pretend they're fucking necessary.
It's like when people had the cell phones that kind of doubled as walkie-talkies. You could just press a button and talk, and it'll do the chirp.
Where you at? Where you at?
Exactly.
Where you at? Anyway.
I'm not in this conversation.
My topic was to talk about... I'm gonna stop.
The ones I hate the most, by the way, since we can't talk about jail sentences because you sound like a fucking moron. The ones I hate the most is... when they do the cutesy announcements, like the pre-recorded, like, hold on, I'll turn the distortion down on this, so you can actually hear it. So it's like, it's always like,
attention shoppers, today we have, are you ready for corn season? We have all the fucking corn in all the colors. And just now, well, let me tell you, you've got corn and lots of, and a bunch of capsule, you know, Land O'Lakes, like,
It like that fucking drives me up the fucking wall. Like as if I'm gonna think I'm in a fucking television. like what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to go into like a West Side Story style tableau where I like sit there and pose? it's like what is that? What are those?
Well, maybe you want some. Maybe you're looking for a deal on corn. You fucking asshole.
Are you a fan of ice cream? Who isn't? Today only sprinkles in a can.
Like what am I supposed to do?
Well, maybe the copywriter at your supermarket sucks. You ever think about that? Maybe you should take his job.
Milk season is right around the corner.
Milk season.
The fuck are they talking about? They never make fucking sense.
My guy makes sense.
What does your guy do? What does your guy do? You don't have a
tension
thing.
Tension shoppers, pound of veal is $8. Pound of veal is $8. Come get it now.
The animals loose in the house, like, style of announcing stuff. Yeah. But again, it's like, it's as if someone's coming in and, like, they don't know that. Like, isn't all that information just at the fucking checkout?
Well, it should be at
the
item,
thought we'll talk. Here's a hack thought we'll legitimately talk about.
Yeah.
I think we might have touched on it in the show. Coupons. Have we done coupons on the show?
I don't think so.
What the fuck is with coupons? Why in the name of mother of shit do we need coupons? It's just a way. Do you ever see someone? Because it's like, it's not as if they're winning out so much by using these fucking coupons. There's no way that the time it takes you to find the coupon and the time it takes you to negotiate, because nobody ever fucking streamlines the coupon system. It's always a fucking negotiation. Republican credits will do fine. Like, it's always fucked up in there whenever you come in with a coupon. Nobody can just fucking handle it. And so it can't be worth the time that it takes you to have a coupon and to do, and to like get the fucking thing. Do you know what I mean? You gotta find the coupon, you gotta go in there. It's always like a fucking, like, remember the scene in Star Wars where they're like, it's an old code, but it will do fine. Like, that's what it feels like every fucking time somebody tries to get a coupon in. It's never fucking simple.
No, it is actually quite simple. Have you ever used coupons before?
Yes, it's always a pain in the dick!
I actually only buy items with coupons, and they
There's no way your life is faster. There's no way your life as a whole is better by looking for the coupons and then looking for the items for the coupons and then presenting the coupon.
I my life is not faster, but I have more money. And
you can't have more money if you're spending more time doing that. It's like picking up pennies. That's a real one. That's one people have proved. I don't even need to do that. It's not worth the time it takes to pick up a penny. unless you live in a sea of pennies. Do you know that? That's a real one. That's a real one. They're coming for you. It's the penny place.
I've been throwing money in the garbage.
Remember, so we don't want anyone to get hurt.
I'm sorry, I flushed the pennies. I didn't mean to.
It's me, your husband. Please come out, people.
I don't want to.
I shall miss your sweet, sweet cock if you get shot by the police. They say, we will not give her your cock if we shoot you in the head. She has asked for your severed dead cock, and we do you want that, people? Think about the pennies.
I'm going through my coupons here. I don't have one for being arrested.
Oh, Tipu, please. It's me, your giraffe husband.
Hello, Jeff.
Why are you doing a voice to talk to me? You can just talk in your...
This is our makeout voice.
I do a voice. Oh, it's his makeup. Please give me his severed cock once you shoot him in the head.
Officer, sorry to bother you.
We're done. We're getting out of the river.
I don't have...
We're out of the river. So, what coupons do you... What was the last thing you bought with a coupon? No, by the way, honestly, the anger I get when I see someone using a fucking coupon, and it's not just here. Here's the thing. Here's the money. Bye. God. Such a waste of fucking calories.
First of all, there are some fucking...
Hi, here's the money. Here's the thing. Bye. Someone's always there. Can we get it from my phone? I'm going to pick it up in the air, and then I'm going to show it to you, and then you're going to scan it, and then we're going to have a conversation about fucking coupons.
What I do is I have my coupons...
stapled to your head. And you slam it right into that fucking laser. You just go in there and you bang it into the laser like a scene from Total Recall.
I keep one in my shoe. I keep one in my wallet. I keep one in my
backpack. You have an ankle holster for the coupons just in case you get mugged.
And I reach for it very slowly.
Very slowly.
Yeah, yeah. I make direct eye contact with the person behind me in line as I do it. Oh, it's the best.
I am in the streets of Boston to interrupt the show and to tell you to go to audibletrial.com/gotohell and get a free month. It's ironic because we're anti-coupons in this episode, and I'm telling you to get something free. Let me tell you what I'm getting for free. Let me defend coupons here. audibletrial.com/gotohell. Okay? It's a free service for an entire month. That is ridiculous. Compared to a few cents off of orange, I mean, we're really going to get into coupons at the end of this, so I don't want to, let's talk about something else. Ignore everything I've said. Get a free audiobook. Listen to whatever. You can go download how coupons saved my life. Somebody did that to me. Okay, side note about coupons and this audibletrial.com/gotohell getting, you know, free stuff on us. Somebody did that to me. Someone tried to use a memoir as evidence. I was talking about how... who even knows what the hell I was talking about? Let's say it was like, peppers are spicy. And then somebody sent me a book that was like, how peppers are not spicy and I cannot taste peppers. And it's like, that's not... A memoir is not evidence. It's crazy. Somebody actually did that to me in real life. It was not some sort of... like a fake life scenario, like the animations that play when you get a strike at a bowling alley or a gutterball. I don't want to exclude those of you that get butterballs. How I learned to make turkey while bowling. Anyway, audibletrial.com/gotohell. Listen to audiobooks.
What's the last thing you bought with a coupon?
Orange juice. 2 for $1, $10.
All right.
Big thanks.
Two for one. Listen, this is my entire point about coupons. 2 for $1.
You got a problem with 2 for $1?
No. Two for one.
2 for $1 is good. We're 2 for $1. Uh-huh. We're 2 on 1.
Excuse me. Two for one. Obviously, then, when you sell something for 2 for $1, the profit margins don't fucking matter really at that point, right? That pretty much if anyone pays any price for them, you're going to make money. So... If we live in a world in which 2 for 1s exist, why the fuck do we need coupons? Why the fuck can't you just sell? Why couldn't you just say it to me at the door? Which they do annoyingly still. And that's the other thing, too, is that if you live in an anti-coupon world, which I live in, I still can't avoid it. I want to save time. That's the way I save money, is I save time. I go in, I go, here's how I would actually want it to be. And this is what I want the situation. I would love it if I went into a store and they just threw items at me at random. And I got that and I left and I just ran out. And they took money. They took money. They just it was like a grab bag every time. And they chuck items at me and I get to leave. Because the sacrifice of the time is what's valuable to me.
The time is killer.
I believe you can make up that time, that money in time. That's how I feel about it. And so come in there and we have to have a whole conversation. And still, I can't avoid the dog for the couponers. Fine, there should be a separate fucking store for people who use coupons. Honestly. That you walk into this fucking store and you're there, you know, you've got to look through your book and you got to do, and then they tell me about the deals. They tell me about them when I'm leaving. So then what was the point of printing the fucking coupon?
I think the coupons, they bring a love of scissors back into the game that I think people are missing.
That's not a reason to do anything. I got to say, it's not a reason to do anything.
It isn't. What if you have like an awesome pair of scissors? Like, just it feels right. You could stab someone with it. You could cut up a newspaper.
These are the people we're entertaining. These are the people that they have some sort of odd scissor fetish that they have to work through. It's absolutely insane, Deepu. It's absolutely insane. Why am I being told about the coupon? Surely at that point, surely if the idea is, well, you're the savvy shopper. You know, you're the real savvy shoppers that you sort of discovered this. And we don't really want to tell people about it. But I'm the guy right behind you. You brought your fucking coupon in. And you're like, look, it's 2-for-1 on this thing. And then I come right in and they're like, hey, do you want 2-for-1 on it? Then why the fuck did you have to do it? Why can't I not be a part of it? Surely the idea would then be to scam me that I don't know about the 2-for-1. Right? So then why are they telling me about it? Surely the idea is like, yo, you're an idiot. You don't know about the 2-for-1. We're making money off those suckers.
My favorite move is they say you got the coupon. They ask me if I got the coupon, and I just throw the whole newspaper at them. And I say, yeah, it's in there.
Well, I mean, exactly.
And then I make them read it, look for it.
Yeah, but you're joking. You're joking, which I think you should take this issue fucking seriously. You're joking, but, like, might as well. That's time-wise, standing behind someone with a whole fucking coupon debate is absolute insanity. Is you want to rip people's arms off when you're not in that coupon world?
You should think about starting your own supermarket.
No. I want special treatment, like akin to ramps for people who are in wheelchairs. I want another store where I want, like, you know how people are like, well, we have to do a check. Do you want it done here in public or do you want it in private? I think that I should opt out for having to look at people with coupons in their hands and having to hear them talk about their fucking coupons. Expired coupons, too. Who cares? How much money are you really making off the fucking apple?
It adds up, man. Penny a day is worth a lifetime.
It isn't. A penny a day would be less than a dollar. You're aware, if you saved a penny a day, most people would not make a dollar.
Well, I mean, that's $3 a year.
Excuse you?
$3 a year. $3 a year. $3.65 a year.
So?
Go buy a handful of nuggets for something. Get a screw. Go get some bolts.
I did a penny a year. You said penny a day.
Penny a day. Penny a day. Penny a year
still
is
not a lot.
Penny a year, you know, is something.
Penny
in the bank
a day, so 365 times. Let's say you live to be 100.
I'm expecting
it. Not even an Xbox.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
it's old Xbox. You can get an original Xbox.
That's worth it. That's worth it. Even if I just get one.
Have you never been in a rush? We've been through this one before. Have you never been in a rush?
Sure, I've been in a rush, but I would never get groceries. I would never shop for groceries in a rush.
Too bad. Unfortunately, one of the things grocery stores is the substance of life itself. That's what annoys me. It's because of this philosophy of calories. It's like, you should just go home and eat it and live your life.
Dude, you're fucking losing it right now. You gotta calm down.
This is the stuff that people say games cause violence. Coupons cause violence. Oh my god, put the fucking thing down. It's never anything. Like, I'm not talking about Groupons or this lifestyle where you can kind of like get really sweet shit that you couldn't afford, or Black Friday situations, which is also a fucking myth. I don't know how your expensive TV on Christmas is any better than the same TV like a year later at that same price. But that's not all. That's a whole other fucking thing. I'm not talking about like crazy sweet deals. You getting some money off fucking persimmons can't be worth the money, the time it took to find the unless you're just bored. Unless that's what it is that people are just looking around floating for something to fucking do in life.
Why can't we have that, Mike? Just let us have it.
Fine, have it. I agree. I don't want to see it.
All right, fine. We'll have
keep
our
it
own
in
lane.
The bedroom, because that is what it is at this point. At this point, your argument that it's a fetish is the only thing that I'm accepting. The idea that someone is getting sexual gratification of it from it, even if it's disgusting and they come in their pants in the grocery store, is the first legitimate argument I've heard to wanting people to have coupons. Let me list my values here. I am more in favor of getting rid of all coupons. I'm less in favor of that than I am of every single person who uses a coupon cumming their pants and being a pile of goo near the checkout. I'd rather that than me seeing any coupons ever again.
That is a bold thing to say, and you'll never get your wish. You'll never get your wish, Mike, because these supermarkets, they advertise in the paper. They can't They can't just say, come to our store.
Do you read the paper? Shut up! They could say, come to our store. They could be like, we got fucking 6 cents apples. Why is that not a catch?
It's a good question. But maybe
it's a great question!
Maybe the coupon is like a motivator for the reader. They say, oh, I got to cut this exact piece of paper and bring it to the fucking store to get the 6 cent apple.
I think it's grown-up box top collecting to get their fucking Dakota ring. I think you've hit on it. I think it's because they're fucking bored.
Mm-hmm.
It's because there's nothing else to fucking do. Except, you know what? I don't go to the front of the line and be like, hey, can I try and beat this level of Prince of Persia? So do your hobbies away from me. That's all I'm saying. Take your hobbies somewhere else. I don't do my hobbies there. I'll tell you the summary of this story is that I bought my first NC-17 movie. I bought my first NC-17 movie. It's a great movie by
Ronald Dahl.
Yeah, it's by Roald Dahl. It's a movie by Ang Lee. It's called like I forget what it's called. It's a great movie. And it's NC-17. And
great,
I was like,
great Rolling Stone song. Ang Lee.
Is it actually a Rolling Stone song?
Yeah.
So why are you singing it? Was that a joke? Or just editing work for me?
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't an actual song.
Okay. Thank you. I think Lust Passion or Lust Life. I forget what it is. But it's an NC-17 movie. And I was like, are you going to ask for my ID? And they were like, no, we don't give a shit. And I was like, it's like a bookstore. And I was like, I would really like if you asked for my ID. It's the first NC-17. There are no NC-17 movies. I would love if you asked for my ID. And they were like, no, we don't care. We're not going to do it. It's a waste of time. So I think the summary here is it has to be for amusement. It has to be. Because otherwise, it really wasn't for saving money. That's the only argument I can get on board with it. Is that it's for amusement. It's for everyone's amusement. Is that people get it in because it's doing something that I wanted to buy. I wanted to buy the movie because I like Ang Lee. But it's just for people's fucking amusement. And down with coupons forever. Even the word is terrible. It sounds like a French dish no one makes anymore. Would you like a coupon? Oh, je vais le coupon. Oh, no. Sans le coupon associé. Ah, oui. Et tu, madame? Je n'ai pas un coupon. Le chef prépare deux. What's another word that sounds like it's a French food?
Fromage?
That is a French food. We were trying to make
it. Mademoiselle Latkes?
Deux latkes. Oh, oui. Je n'ai le coupon. Je vais un latke. Okay.